Joshua, I'm still baffled because I was just talking and playing. The young boy, who's 22 months old, who has staples in his head.
Hello, everybody. This is Spitballin' with JT, and that was P. Rain's song called Angels, and that is dedicated to Shay and Joshua, who were gunned down last month in my neighborhood, not too far down the street, where there was 23 shot, and we are doing our best to solve the violence here in our city, and watch the last podcast that we did where we talk about breaking the cycle. This podcast is a little bit more lighthearted, hopefully, and we have a special guest with us via Skype. This is the first ever Skype interview, and her name is Poker, and she is a cam girl from the site My Free Cams. And how about you say hello to everybody?
Hello.
Awesome. We got that picked up, hopefully. If the audio is not working, Deanna let us know. She's pretty good with stuff like that. And to start off the interview, I have a few things that I'd like to talk about. First off, give us your background, like some of the info about you.
Oh, some info about me. Okay, well, I've been a cam model for almost 2 years now. In November it will be 2 years. I'm avid poker player, so hence the name Poker.
Ah, that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Are you pretty bomb at poker?
I'm a solid player, I like to think.
Oh. I actually got taught poker at a really young age, so poker's I was taught 5 stud at like 6 years old, so I'm pretty mean at a lot of them. Texas Hold'em like blew up big recently, and like that's what everybody thinks poker is, but there's so many variations of it. What's your favorite type of poker to play?
I like No Limit Texas Hold'em, and I like Pot Limit Omaha.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. A little bit more about you. Where can people find you?
If they want to go to my profile, they can go to profiles.myfreecams.com/a_poker_babe. So it's like a poker babe.
That's how it's awesome. Awesome. So you said you've been camming for about 2 years now. Is there any craziness that's happened in that 2 years?
As far as from members on there, or as far as like my shows?
Both.
Or both.
Both.
Okay. My shows don't get usually too crazy. Except for recently, I've been stepping up a little bit. Been doing outdoors shows with my mobile Wi-Fi.
I've seen that recently. A lot of girls do that. I saw some girl driving around in her car topless on my free cams, and I just thought, what? Isn't that a little bit of a road distraction? Like, some guy's gonna see her and not take her eyes, like, his eyes off her and cause a car wreck, but none the difference. So you've stepped up your shows a little bit recently, and how's that? You find that, is it more of a turn on for the guys or for you?
That's a good question. I'd probably say both. It's quite an adrenaline rush. The most recent one I did was a topless drive-thru stunt.
Really?
Yeah.
Was the person at the checkout male or female?
What's that?
Was the person at the checkout male or female?
Oh, he was male.
Oh, he must have loved that. Jeez.
You know what? He was a total prude.
Really?
He didn't like titties or something, I swear.
Wow. That's shocking. I'm 25, so, like, if that were to happen to me, I'd call my best friend. I'd probably tweet about it and post my Facebook status as some girl just came through topless. And it'd make my day or my day.
Two girls.
Even better. Like, some people are just fucked up. And they're pussies. But
I don't know. Maybe he was Mormon or something. I don't know.
Well, is it you in Mormon country?
No, I'm in California, but I don't know. He just kind of struck me as somebody like a prude. I was in the passenger seat, and my friend, who's also a cam model, her handle is Ace is Wild, spelled with two Ace, and she was driving. We went through, and this was her first time actually doing a cam show too. She tried to make conversation with him at the window, and he wasn't trying to talk. He was just kind of, you know, turned his nose up to us. And
they made that, I think when I was a kid, they made being topless for women legal here in Toronto for a little bit. And I think it didn't go too well. They tried to say, well, it's equal rights for women, and if guys can do it, why can't we do it? And, you know, I'm all for it, but there's other people out there who look at it, and especially people will look at this interview and be like, well, why is he talking to a cam model? What's that have to do with anything social? But this is actually the one way that female, I guess, adult models can still earn a decent living and not have to be on contract with a major label like Wicked or some of the other ones out there. Because you do solo videos, right?
Or yeah.
Just shows? How do you find that is for you?
I do just about everything all myself. I do, I'm my own producer, cameraman, video editor, photo touch-ups, everything. It can get to be somewhat of a headache. Sometimes I wish I had like a
production assistant.
Yeah.
Same here. I know your pain. It's the same way for me right now. This is my sixth episode, and there's a learning curve with this is technically camming and in its own form, just without any nudity and without anybody on the other end. But there's things that people do in chat rooms that I've noticed that's pretty hilarious, and that's that they will just sit there and let the people who are paid members get waste all their money, and then they just leave the room when the show is over, pretty much. Is that a real big problem on MyFreeCams, or is that technically why MyFreeCams exists?
Well, MyFreeCams is very it's different than all the other cam model sites. It's a social site. It's not one of these sites where you can just like sit in front of the camera and look pretty and wait for somebody to take you to a private show. You know, that's more like Stream Mate or Live Jasmine.
Yeah.
MyFreeCams, you gotta be an entertainer, and keep people interested.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not gonna get any traffic in your room. And there's hundreds of models there. And it's growing like every day, more models every day, and it gets to be a lot of competition. So you really gotta have a plan. At, you know, you can't just some of the top models who are already established with a fan base, they can get on and just kind of wing it.
Yeah, like Jane 420 and all them, right? Like
yeah, they can get on there and just kind of wing it and be cool because they already have a fan base built up and. But they've worked their butts off to get to that position too.
Oh yeah, so, for sure. And literally worked their butts off.
Yeah, no pun intended.
But what do you know of any big stars that have actually just made the total transition from like adult actress to adult cam star?
From adult actress to adult cam star.
Yeah, like take like a Dana Dierman or Joanna Angel type level of porn star, and have the crossover. Because I know they do feature dances and stuff. So I know the overlap of the cam community and the stripper community and the porn community has to be pretty tightly grouped together.
Well. I've seen, I wouldn't say the transition, but I've seen models who started out as cam models and then went on to do Sophia Locke did a video with Ron Jeremy.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So that's a successful leap into the adult industry. Like that's almost like propelling yourself forward into it. Like, pretty much one of the top male porn stars, Ron Jeremy. Mm-hmm. He's a legend.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah, he's like the legend of porn.
He's the only one who's like still living, who hasn't died from like a coke overdose from like, who was like from the 60s, well, not 60s, I don't know from the
70s.
Like from 70s, 80s, 90s to like the 2000s. He's been nonstop porn, so like, if I ever interviewed that guy, he's probably boned so many girls that he doesn't remember names half the time. So if you get it in a movie, and there's a title Ron Jeremy and so and so, it's you're lucky enough to have that because at least you're on record that you fucked him. Because otherwise you. There would be no record, and he wouldn't give a fuck. Chances are, but give us some idea of what guys do to get a girl's attention in a room.
Tipping is the best way.
So
to
big
get a girl's tips. It's to send her a tip, and you can make a note in your with your tip. It's a tip note. And say hi and introduce. That's the best way.
Yeah. I think that's how I became friends with Muse. I mean, she's another cam girl. I'm friends with Muse, and she's...
Yeah, Muse. I drew a picture of her.
Oh, really?
Here.
Wow. And she will be on the show shortly. She's going to be coming on in a couple weeks. We're just dealing with the scheduling. But, You did this the drive-through with another girl. Have you ever you've done a lot of shows with other girls?
No, what? I've done. I did a show with Lucky Star.
Yeah.
That one, fate was just kind of against us the whole time. We were just one thing after another, so we really didn't get to be on cam together too much. There was just like one thing after another. There was car problems, and there was cam problems, connectivity problems, and we finally did. We were waiting. We were at the hotel, and we were waiting for these parents to, everybody to leave with their kids. You know, they had their kids out there in the pool till like 10 o'clock at night, and we're just like waiting, because we can't bring our cams out there and stuff.
No.
With kids out there. So,
definitely not.
When they finally left, and the pool area was actually closed, but we were quiet and nobody came, we didn't bother anybody, so, we didn't have anybody say, oh, you can't be out here. But, I did a show with her. I've gotten on cam with my friend Sheila Jewell. Briefly, she's actually right here.
Do you want to say hi to the viewers? I don't know how many viewers we have right now.
Do you want to say hi? She's shaking her head no.
She's not. Well, it's a podcast, so if she doesn't speak up, she's not the listeners won't be able to hear her. So that's where we get most of our views, anyways.
She's actually pretty new to the cam modeling
I've noticed that. Is there a lot of girls who bring like their girlfriends into the cam world?
I don't know. I know I do. I know I've recruited just about all of my female friends.
Wow, so you got a little cam girl army going on, eh?
Well, actually, I don't know if I should say recruited, but this economy is so messed up right now, and after a while they go, well, what do you do? Let me see what it's about, I also do graphic designs and stuff. So I hook them up with a profile, do all their HTML codes and stuff, and hook them up with nice profiles for their micro cams. And a couple of them, I think, only got on once and then never back on again. And a couple of them haven't even got on cam at all.
Oh, well, I've had this experience once with my free cams where I went on and I recognized somebody used part of their last name in their actual name. So I clicked on it and I noticed, I'm like, do you know a so-and-so? And it turned out it was one of my ex-girlfriend's sisters who was using the site. And like,
as a model?
Yeah, as a model. As a model, she had it was her first day and she was just learning, and I had just happened to stumble upon her, and that was a lot. She was just done with it. She never went back on. I've never seen her on it again, and I've talked to her since then, but I've never brought it up that, like, oh, I saw you in my free cans. I didn't want to embarrass her like that, but I had just the story about it is hilarious because that's the last thing that you'd expect is your ex-girlfriend's older sister is camming on a site that you frequent fairly often.
So yeah, that's pretty funny actually.
Yeah, well, it was more shocking for me at the time. What are like the limits that you set for yourself?
I try to obey the rules of my free cams, although I will do countdown show and public. I mean, as when I say public, I mean in a public chat.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do any like penetration or like close ups.
Unless there's tips involved.
What's that?
Unless there's tips involved.
No, you're not supposed to do it in public chat at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't know. So many models do, and I don't know. It's kind of, you know, some models won't ever do that in public chat. They just only do it in private or group shows, and some models will do it after, for a countdown show. When I first started doing that, somebody suggested, you know, doing a countdown show, and it worked out for me, and I kind of got in the habit of doing that. But then after, I don't know, lately I've been reading up on this site called Amber Cutie Forums.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about that site?
No, I haven't. Explained to me what that
is. Okay. Amber Cutie Forums. Amber Cutie, she's, actually I drew a picture of her too. Amber Cutie. she's a cam model on My Free Cams. She has her own forum with a models only section, so if you're a cam model, you can get verified and have access to the models only section. And then there's the rest of the forum where a lot of the premium members like to go on there and chat about everything, pretty much.
Oh, really?
And it's almost like a little family, and we've all gotten to know each other really well, even though we haven't necessarily met in person. But that's how I met up with Look to Star to do a show with her. It was through that forum. It's a really good, if there are any models that listen to this podcast or watch this podcast right now and they haven't heard of Amber Cutie Forums, they definitely, that's the best thing I ever did for my cam modeling career, was
get in touch with that,
get verified as a model on there, because there's just a wealth of information. And not, I mean, just you know, trial and error from each model and stuff, and you can learn from each other.
Wow.
But anyways, you know, there's mixed feelings about girls doing shows in public chat like that. See, because if none of us ever did that, then people would be buying a lot more private shows.
Oh yeah, probably. That's.
Oh, I know they would. They definitely would.
Well, I have actually introduced My Free Cams to a couple of my friends, and one of them took the idea and ran with it, and I don't know if she's kept up, but I remember she started getting she started offering Skype shows, like private shows for extra. And I don't know what the rules are with that, but I don't think she's been on since she started doing that.
Yeah, you're that's frowned upon with NFC. You're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to use their site as a go-between, because they're the middleman. So
yeah. You're taking the money that they would be generating from the men purchasing tokens to use it for that. So
exactly.
What's if you said you do countdown shows, so what would describe like a countdown show for us? Like, what would you start with?
Well, okay, like the one I did with Aces Wild, the dive to show.
Yeah.
We basically went out to a bowling alley, actually, and I have all the highlights, video highlights available for on my profile for if anybody ever wants to. Sorry, I'm plugging my video.
Go for it. If you got anything on Clips for Sale, tell us about that too.
Yeah, if anybody wants to buy, but it's a. We're at a bowling alley. Actually, we were driving around looking for a good spot to go. I just got my mobile Wi-Fi and I want to try it out. So we were looking for a good spot, and we found the bowling alley. And basically, we were doing a countdown for our stunt that we were gonna do. And we were going to do a streak, but it got too dark, so we just decided to go through the drive-thru topless instead. Yeah. And we were basically we had a couple of drinks at the bowling alley, and we would I think it was every time we got up to 150 tokens, we would make out at the table, and we got a lot of admirers there when we were there. And I don't remember what the goal we set it at was that night. I think it might have been 4,000 tokens. I'm not for certain now. But basically, we just did a countdown. So when we got to that countdown, we went ahead and got in the car and did the little drive-through.
Awesome.
It was awesome. It was quite. What a rush.
So yeah, that's you're an obvious exhibitionist then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the rush that I've actually been wanting to do a show on exhibitionism for a long time. So what have you found, actually here's a better way to phrase this question. What's the most public place where you would do something where you would still be turned on and it would actually affect you?
That I would do or that I have been?
That, first tell us what you have done and then your dream spot, I guess it would be.
Well, this might be kind of boring, but actually it's not so much necessarily like a sexual thing that that I like as far as being in public. It's more like that I get off on being in the spotlight and kind of, just being, I don't know, I guess I'm just like an I feel like I'm an entertainer at heart, I like the spotlight. I don't get stage fright, just doing a stunt and being able to say I got away with it, that's what gets my jollies off, being able to say ooh, I got away with it, the danger aspect. But as far as actual sex is, not so much really, I'm not so much really into wanting to do it in public places or anything like that.
Oh, so it's more with the cam, you want to see where you can get away camming in places, not where you can get away fucking in places, because getting away fucking in places isn't nearly as shocking, I guess, because you don't have, say, 100 guys in a room watching you at a time. I get it now. I get it. So is there anything else you want to tell us about, how the cam world is?
It looks easy. I would say that it definitely looks easy when that's the whole thing that got me really interested in it was the first thing that appealed to me was ooh, easy money, and
yeah,
and then I will say that it's not as easy as it looks. Just what we were talking about earlier about having to be your own producer, having to be your own camera person, and there's a lot of off-camera work that you got to do too. I have a private blog that my fans can subscribe to for a fee, and I got to keep that blog going. I update it with videos, stories, my own writing, all sorts of sexy stuff that I gotta, you know, they paid for the subscription, so you know I'm obligated to make sure that I, keep on top of that.
Oh, definitely, for sure. I'd understand where the. Like, if I was a paying subscriber and I didn't get, like, at least, like, a weekly update, I'd be like, okay, well, this isn't something I want to be paying for anymore. Like, it's not really worth my money. That's kind of why, like, with the Naked News, that's why they had to ramp up and have it, like, an everyday thing instead of, like, a month-to-month thing when they originally started out and they picked up and got successful. Because you can actually rent them here on in Canada on your cable box every day. Like, the Naked News gets, like, a spot in the morning and a spot at nighttime where you can actually order it. And I think, like, it's, like, $10 an episode. And, like, that makes money. So, do you plan on making the transition to... adult actress or stay adult cam girl? That sounds so funny. Adult cam girl.
I have no goal to necessarily. I mean, I'm not necessarily against it, but I haven't really. It's not one of my my goals to do porn. This is definitely a job that you can't do up until, like, your old age. Well, I mean, like, you can, but it's not necessarily lucrative.
Some guys would beg to differ. If you go on, like StreamMate, they have an entire section dedicated to, like, women above 50. And there's guys who go in those rooms constantly and take them private. So I guess in a way there you could cam to the, like, but then, like, you're, then again, I'm also, like, there's some of those cams that, like, you look and you just know there's some shifty shit going on. Like, that person doesn't look like they're enjoying it, or that person is being forced to be there. And I think that's with StreamMate and some of those sites, you get a lot of that. You're getting, like, the Ukrainian girls who are on lockdown, and Russian girls, and a lot of those Eastern European bloc countries that have girls locked up in, like, a hotel that they've converted into a cam site, like, fortress, and they have, like, 30 girls in there, and they all have their own chat rooms going on at the exact time, and they, like, lock them up in them. What do you say about that? Because America is different, I know that.
Yeah, I have just recently, reading through, actually, MBK forums, somebody mentioned that, and when I'm on my premium account on there, proving on the girls, I keep it set to North America.
Yeah.
So mostly just because of the language barrier, it's on North America. So I can't say that I've noticed anything like that, because I don't go into the chat rooms from, you know, other countries. One thing that is, if sex work, just in general, if sex workers, if it was just, not so, if there wasn't a stigma, if there wasn't certain laws against some of them, if it wasn't, there would be no, underground network, there would be less, things like, people being forced into it, or...
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there would be a less of a black market, and there would be rights, workers' rights and stuff available. So I think that's I think it's a terrible thing that, you know, if anybody that goes through that. One thing that I have noticed, and this is every CAM model will tell you the same, that if you're not in the mood to be on CAM, well, at least this is with microcams, I'm not sure about, because other sites work differently, but if you're not in the mood to be on CAM, if you're in just a generally bad mood, even if you try faking it and try to pretend like you're in a good mood, you're not gonna do very well as far as having traffic in your room and making tips. Yeah. Because when you're in a bad mood, the negativity, people can pick up on it. So it's like one rule of thumb is just don't try camming if you're just in a shitty mood. You take a break, regroup and.
Yeah, I've actually seen Muse do that, and I know she lost a friend recently, and that affected her. And she took a break, she stepped back, and she regrouped. And then I saw her doing a thing recently, and I hope she's doing okay, and I hope she's being just as successful as she has always been, because I know that her room is a little bit different than a lot of other girls, because she's like an eccentric person, and that's why I want to interview her. And is there anything about you that is eccentric like she is?
I try to be as very grounded as possible. at least appear to be grounded. I mean, I can get pretty eccentric myself, but it's just not something that I try to necessarily put out for the public to see. But as far as like trying to do crazy stunts out in public and stuff, I guess, you know, that you can't be considered eccentric. Well, I think that's more, it's in the eye of the beholder, really, because there were things that when I first started camming, that I would have thought that, like, wow, that's a weird request that person had, or that's crazy. And now that I've been doing it for about 2 years, I'm just like, oh, that's pretty vanilla. You know, that's nothing, you know.
Okay, so now that we're getting it, what's like the freakiest request that you've had, then what's like the creepiest request you've had?
The creepiest request I've ever had was there's been a few of them. I'd say the creepiest, the one that takes the cake, was and this has happened a few times from a few different people, was trying to get me to get my kids on cam.
That's a little weird. Like, why would you even consider that to be an option on that?
That's just straight sicko pedophilia, you know? It's like, oh, you're banned, I'm reporting you to MFC, and that's, you know, you know, get out of my face, get out of my chat room, you know?
That's one way to make people aware that you're a little fucked up in the head. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Even just...
Well, when I first started out camming, I have it set up now, is where you have to be on my friends list in order to send me a private message. And when I first started out, I had it set up to where anybody could private message me. So that's where they weren't announcing it in the chat rooms, but they were saying.
Oh, so it was like a behind the scenes kind of request. That's wow. I wouldn't even like that. That wasn't even something that was in my head to think of like the creepiest thing. I thought there it would have been like, I'm watching you from like your backyard as you do this, like something like that.
I've had that too. Yeah.
Wow. Really.
Yeah, and I almost busted them out, you know, like, oh, really? Well, what, you know, get off to where they can't see me on cam and stuff, where they say that, you know, whatever they can see me from. Okay, what am I doing now? How many fingers I'm holding up, you know, flipping the bird or something. They can't say it, so, you know, so I've always busted them out. They're just trolling, trying to get a reaction.
Yeah,
I have a lot of, I'm an animal lover, and I have my pets posted on my profile and in some of the galleries, so you can see my animals. I've gotten a lot of bestiality fetish guys, come, you know, many times.
Wow.
Oh, I see you have a lot of animals on, you know, is there any, you know, I'm like, if you saw that, then you've seen my profile, and you can read the rules on my profile, stuff I will not do, so, you know, why would you even go there, you know?
Yeah, like.
Which I think that's almost as sick as a pedophile. Somebody saying, "Oh, I'm gonna rape your animal." What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I have dogs and a cat, and I couldn't see any like that even being an option. Like, I don't get that, and that's been brought up on my favorite podcast, which is Joe Rogan's podcast, where he talks about the movie Zoo and that whole zoophilia phenomenon, where it's like people have moved to certain states specifically because they don't have a law against fucking any animals. So they like were all moving to like Oregon or something so that they could fuck the hell out of animals and shit, and like they turned it into a documentary about that guy who got fucked to death by a horse. Like,
wow.
And the thing is you could, the video's available online. Like, you could look, I think it's like Mr. something. I can't remember the name of the video now. But just like that even being an option. Where do people kind of like, there's like a wire loose in their brains, or something's not touching where it's supposed to be touching for that to even be on it.
Yeah, the brain's wired wrong. Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And, they're really harmless. They're different, mm-hmm. But if they're harmless and I got one guy that he's got a fetish with Cass.
Cass.
That he goes a Cass. We have a cat. I have a sling, you know, where I put my arm in a sling, and he tips me well, just to, you know, wear my arm in a sling and smoke a cigarette with the arm that's in the sling and stuff, and I know he just and every once in a while somebody. And he'll say it publicly in my chat room, and then people will kind of rip on him, and I go, don't leave him alone. It's harmless. It's not, and you know, like, I've seen so many fucked up fetishes.
Oh, yeah. You
know? And it's because he likes his, you know, he's got a thing with, he loves Cass, you know, what's the big deal, you know? Like, you know, I say, you just leave him alone. He tips me well, and it's harmless, and he's a pleasant person, so.
Yeah, it's just like a unique fetish, though, I think, and that's why people rip on him, because, like, Cass, like, why can't you be, like, attracted to feet so that I can enjoy the same thing you're enjoying, type of a thing. I think that's what it is. That's why they're ripping on them. People who have to.
I get a lot of feet guys too.
Wait, I think all those sites get a lot of feet guys because I think that's the only way that they get their fix. Because there's not a lot of like real life women who. Yeah, there's a lot of women who like to get their feet massaged, but. Ooh. There's some pretty fucked up, like, foot fetishists who want to take it way beyond, like, sucking on a toe and rubbing your feet to, like, penetration shit. to where, like, you, that's not even in their head. Like, the kissing and the, like, the massaging of the feet are, like, not even in the back of their mind. It's, I can't wait to have this foot inside something. It's it's just bizarre.
And I haven't think, really experienced any guys. I know there's people out there, but mostly the feet fetish guys are actually pretty benign. They're pretty harmless.
I could imagine.
I would say maybe 60% of them are freeloaders, time wasters that I've experienced. You know, they just want to get something for nothing, and then the other 40% will actually tip well just to see your feet. And then let me see the bottom of them, you know. And, okay, well, sure. All right, yeah, but I've got pretty feet too, so I don't got those ugly Fred Flintstone feet, so you know.
I've seen some nasty Fred Flintstone feet. There was a prostitute / crackhead that was in one of my apartment buildings, and she was hanging out with these two crackheads that lived on my floor. And I just happened to be waiting for the bus as she walked past, and I saw the bottom of her feet, and she was a white girl like you, and the bottom of her feet were as black as your top. And, like, just, I was like, and she was wearing shoes, so I was just like, how many days have you gone without washing your feet for it to get that dark? And it just, it was like, but, yeah, that's a whole nother show. But, I guess, that's pretty much a wrap here, so, where can guys get your clips, and where can they see you, and you can shout out your Twitter if you want to, and promo all your stuff.
My Twitter is @poker_babe69, and the URL to my MyFreeCams profile is profiles.myfreecams.com/a_poker_babe. So it's @poker_babe.
Alright. Everybody get that. @poker_babe.
So I'm @poker_babe.
There you go. See that? She's got aces.
Yeah, pocket aces.
Chucking up the deuces. This was a really fun show. You're a very interesting person, and I'm glad that we got a chance to converse and do this. This is my first Skype show, and people don't notice, but I'm in the middle of renovations right now, so if this is the only corner of my apartment that's not fucked up, so that's why this TV's here, and that's why the podcast is being done here tonight, instead of in a studio that I usually do it in. So shout out to everybody like Oli and them watching at home, and G-Vine and everybody down at PHS, and hats off to you guys. And Poker, if you're ever in Toronto, let us know, and you can come in and we'll do this in person.
All right,
have a good time.
Okay, you too.
Bye. Alright everybody, that's the end of today's broadcast, and I hope you all enjoyed yourself. That was a very interesting conversation, and I really enjoyed it, and there will be plenty more in the future, and next podcast hopefully is the man himself, Mr. Sam Tripoli of The Naughty Show. He is coming to Toronto, and I am gonna go down and see him open for Joe Rogan, and I hopefully will get at least a little interview that I can come back and present to you guys. So hats off, and enjoy your night. All right, everybody.
Today is about you all who are here. It's about remembering Cheyenne. It's about remembering Joshua. I'm still baffled because I was just talking and playing. The young boy who's 22 months old, who has staples in his head.
Fly to the motherland, or sell off to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly.
Vow to protect our hoods to the fullest, but now we mourn for that night that we couldn't. Said I'd be anything besides a that pulled it, but in the hood even Neo couldn't dodge that bullet. I was told the game is cold, who the f*** is you telling? See they threw us in hell, but we reached for the heavens. Said our past was trash, while our future is bright. And life's a gift, I'm just busy unwrapping the present. Divided my soul, left it all in the streets. I'm just caught in the game, where they playing for keeps. I pray they put the peace down and stop praying for peace. But cold hearts won't allow them to part with the heat. Say you eat what you kill, well they killing to eat. Say you live and you learn, well I'm dying to teach. I never seen a sun ray that couldn't beat the shade. I pray God will never give us more than we could take.
Our top story, it is being described as an unprecedented show of violence. 25 people shot in Scarborough, two of them dead, and the hunt is on for the people responsible. One of the victims was a 14-year-old girl, and tonight friends of Cheyenne Charles are gathering at the scene of the shooting.
At 16, I was selling. At 17, I was running with thieves. At 18, my OG handed me a half B and told me G's get cheese. I need you to understand, I ain't trying to brag. Just showing that young G's start to get it in. Being a gangster only ends bad. So run and tell your block, fitting in. And everybody in the clique loves you. Me and Gilla like your big brothers. And I know them stole your dreams, but they can never take your smile from us. Just seen your moms like the other day. I told her hold a little money for you. And you the hood's little baby girl. So no matter where you at, I know it's sunny for you. R.P. Shy, R.P. Josh. I just wish I wasn't there when they squeezed off. Mean I wish them little would've eased off. But I guess they'll answer for it when they meet God. Yeah, now watch the cops blame this on us. Someone should've warned us about them corners. They rap them on us before they join us. It took 23 peeps to get shot before they noticed. Damn, my OG lost his daughter, dog. My little cousin lost his close friend. But he couldn't tell his mama, y'all. Said he was fishing for the words, but they wouldn't swim. He told me P, I brought him to the hood. It was just supposed to be a barbecue. I told him, don't beat yourself up. There ain't no way that you couldn't you. I try to tell myself it happens. Just trying to make myself happy. Spent my last years trying to earn chairs. But these young boys doing the wrong clapping. That ain't the applause that I've been working for. Worst shooting my city's ever seen. And I guarantee you you'll be hearing more if we don't start inspiring these kids to dream.
So how come you came here today?
Because I heard about Cheyenne on the news.
And what did you hear?
That she died and I was very sad.
Do you know Cheyenne?